Our rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of the new album, I'm Going Away. It's the Fiery Furnace's eighth album since 2003. The prolific brother-sister team of Matthew and Eleanor Friedberger is always unpredictable. Their album, Rehearsing My Choir, used their grandmother as one of the lead vocalists, and their live album, Remember, had a staggering 49 songs. Rock critic Ken Tucker says, I'm Going Away is unpredictable in a new way, in the brevity and directness of its dozen new songs.
I'm going away, I'm going away. I'll be back some old day. I'll be back some old day. I'll be back some old day. I'm going away, I'm going away. I'll be back some old day. I'll be back some old day. I'll be back some old day. Please tell me now, what more can I do? Please tell me now, what more can I do? Lord knows I can't get along with you.
America's favorite art rock band, well, mine anyway for sure, has come up with a dozen new songs that are as close to pop songs as the Fiery Furnaces are likely to get, which means only that the compositions are a bit shorter than usual. Matthew and Eleanor Friedberger have always written lovely melodies, sometimes two or three distinct ones within a single song, which tends to throw some people off and to send other listeners into a state of happy bliss. Brother and sister seem incapable of cheap irony or facile joking. Their song, The End Is Near, really is about everything coming to an end. The human brain, if not the earth itself, grinding to a halt. I might try to reminisce, sings Eleanor. Then she immediately utters a flat, no. No, she will not reminisce, thank you.
The end is near. The end is near. The time's come. There ain't no way. Nobody will save you now. The end is near. The end is near. The time's come. Don't even think that there's a way out of this. Down the road and up the creek, it's over. It's such a clear and certain hell of a thing. It's over.
One of the most attractive songs on I'm Going Away is Drive to Dallas, which is all about not driving to Dallas. It's an anti-road song, about not going the distance to see a lover the singer would just as soon never see again. The music surrounding this sentiment is gorgeous, a languid ballad in which piano and guitar flirt with a jazzy discursiveness that erupts at various points with a whiplash intensity. No matter what the music is doing, however, Eleanor's voice remains serenely insistent in its unadorned directness.
If I see you tomorrow, I don't know what I will do. If I see you tomorrow, I don't know what I will do. I'm not gonna cut my hair, run around the block. I'm not gonna drive to Dallas with blurry eyes ever again. Windshield wipers that can't wipe away my tears. Oh no, and everything I own piled up in the backseat. With a speeding ticket from that speed trap town, the one that got my license revoked. But I never got pulled over, never got questioned. No, I never got pulled over, never got questioned. I still drove all around, all around, all around with Aaron.
The Friedbergers, in this series of mostly upbeat melodies about negation, denial, and avoidance, address our current state. Or as they say in a statement released with this album, times are tough. And they take the word economy seriously, cutting down the size and shapes of their songs. Then there's what I think of as their Bob Dylan song. A Bob Dylan song as Matt and Eleanor would write and perform it. One called Even in the Rain, as though it was pouring cats and dogs out on Highway 61.
You wore your wrestling bands from your wrestling mat. You wore a t-shirt over your suit that says it just won't stay. I guess I still don't mind that you were late. I guess we must have done a lot of kissing. I must have known not what we were missing. She bought a us to the motel, and I lied all the way. I'll roll in the back of your bike all the way to Lake Geneva. I let you wear a helmet even though you never offered anyway, even in the rain.
That statement I mentioned earlier also contains a striking observation that suggests the fiery furnaces are their own best rock critics. The dramatic setting of the music isn't provided by the story or image of the given act or band they write. It's provided by the lives of the people who use, listen to, the music. That is pop music's promise and problem, or danger, unquote. Yes, just so, the fiery furnaces fill their songs with opportunities for us to enter the environments they create. As listeners of I'm Going Away, we choose not to go away, but to stay and complete the experience by assigning our own meanings and emotions to the fiery furnace's free play of sounds and ideas.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed I'm Going Away by the Fiery Furnaces. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org. Fresh Air's executive producer is Andy Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Monique Nazareth, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Joan Tui Westman, Sam Brigger, Jonathan Menhivar, John Myers, and John Sheehan. I'm Terry Gross.